Welcome to WSIU On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Joining us this week is the Director of Debate at SIU, Todd Graham. Todd, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
We can't escape this week without talking about the news that NBC's Matt Lauer, as well as Garrison Keillor, the longtime host of A Prairie Home Companion and other writing topics, were removed from their positions this week because they are the latest to fall in a sexual harassment scandal that's really going on across the nation. You are, as I've said, the director of debate. Mm-hmm. And there's a national debate about why this is coming out so often and why these high-profile people are either only now being exposed or now being accused. I wonder if you could talk about how this debate kind of plays out.
Certainly. There are two areas of this debate that I think I can feel comfortable talking about. The first is the debate that's happening is it mostly conservatives or Republicans, or is it mostly Democrats or liberals? And then the second part I could talk about is the burden of proof and what's happened with the accusations. But the first part is, let's be honest, there's not one party that's more evolved than the other. I think Democrats and liberals originally thought this was something that they had on their side because it was Roger Ailes and it was Bill O'Reilly. But what we've learned over the course of the last couple months, which we already should have known, is that creeps are creeps and that no political party has a monopoly on good behavior or on bad behavior, that this certainly crosses all party lines. So anyone that's out there that says my party is better than yours, that's a foolish statement. Both parties have been proven to be very bad. So it has nothing to do with party affiliation at all. That's the first thing we know.
You also mentioned this burden of proof. I think that's a big part of this debate.
It is. And what's happened is right now, we have a burden of proof that's shifting a bit, because the burden of proof has always been on the victim or on the accuser in this particular case. But that burden has been used like a weapon in order to say, well, we can't prove it. It's not factually true. And so the Me Too movement has come around and people have started shifting their way of thought to maybe the burden of proof has been too difficult, especially on the women, but on any victims. And perhaps we should start believing the victims more and shifting that burden of proof a little. Now, people, some on each side have said, well, has it shifted too far? And some have said it's never going to shift far enough because it's still very difficult to prove. But that's the debate that we're really having, is where should the burden of proof be? But I think what we've realized is it's been too difficult on the accuser. It's been too difficult on the victim, and that's why it's starting to shift a little bit backwards.
Very short amount of time that we have remaining. Does this national debate, is there a fatigue that at some point this will just eventually fade away?
I think some people are worried about that and think that it might fade away. But right now, I don't believe so. I don't believe it will fade away until we can try to get rid of harassment, and that's going to take a long, long time.
Todd Graham, thanks so much.
Sure thing.